From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he brings the final portion of a message called An Ancient Answer to a Timeless Problem, part of his series in the book of Joshua. In verse 3 of chapter 18, Joshua asked the children of Israel, "How long are ye slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers hath given you?" This is an especially appropriate question for Christians during this last week of the year. Our question may be, am I living in the fullness of all that Christ has purchased for me by his death on the cross? Those who are unsaved are faced with the same question. How long are you going to put off being saved? First of all, Dr. Cairns has sought to analyze the problem, presenting reasons for God's people failing to make the progress they ought to make in the Christian life. Like the children of Israel, many believers have started out well, but somewhere along the line they have ceased to go on with God. Among the reasons for this failure, he has listed indolence, procrastination, fear of failure, or just plain unbelief. Another cause for the problem may be found in an attitude of slackness toward vital spiritual exercises, like Bible study, prayer, and obedience to God's Word. Some believers fail to make progress because they are trying to live on someone else's spiritual experience. But as Dr. Cairns is pointing out, there are scriptural solutions to these problems. First of all, the child of God needs to be taken up with Christ, his person and work. It is as we live in the light of Christ's salvation and progress in holy living that we'll know the power of the Holy Spirit, which alone enables us to possess all that is ours in Christ. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will conclude this message. First, we invite you to listen to this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his collection called Morning by Morning.
This morning's text comes from Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 8. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. Look at David's Lord and Master. See his beginning. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Would you see the end? He sits at his father's right hand, expecting until his enemies be made his footstool. As he is, so are we also in this world. You must bear the cross, or you shall never wear the crown. You must wade through the mire, or you shall never walk the golden pavement. Cheer up, then, poor Christian. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. See that creeping worm, how contemptible in its appearance. It is the beginning of a thing. Mark that insect with gorgeous wings, playing in the sunbeams, sipping at the flower bells, full of happiness and life. That is the end thereof. That caterpillar is yourself, until you are wrapped up in the chrysalis of death. But when Christ shall appear, you shall be like him, for you shall see him as he is. Be content to be like him, a worm and no man, that like him you may be satisfied when you wake up in his likeness. That rough-looking diamond is put upon the wheel of the lapidary. He cuts it on all sides. It loses much, much that seemed costly to itself. The king is crowned. The diadem is put upon the monarch's head with trumpet's joyful sound. A glittering ray flashes from that coronet, and it beams from that very diamond which was just now so sorely vexed by the lapidary. You may venture to compare yourself to such a diamond, for you are one of God's people, and this is the time of the cutting process. Let faith and patience have their perfect work, for in the day when the crown shall be set upon the head of the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, one ray of glory shall stream from you. They shall be mine, saith the Lord, in the day when I make up my jewels. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We've been particularly encouraged by the response to the program content and the format. So if you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you, or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then take our thanks for taking time to do so. And if you haven't yet done so, we would be delighted to hear from you. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular postal mail. You may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. As you can see, it's easy to contact us. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you, and that you'll join us on our website this week.
Learn about Christ and his full salvation, and then you will yearn for Christ and his full salvation. Learning always leads to yearning. And I would say this to you, if your learning has not given you a heart yearning after Christ, your learning has something radically wrong with it. This is not just academic. This is not merely to fill your brain. This is to fill your brain and move your heart. Learn. Think of the fullness of Christ. Think about the joy of full assurance. Think of the freedom of living your life in the light of the imputed righteousness of Christ. The freedom of justification. The freedom of having a Christ-centered life where you hate your sin and yet you live in the freedom of the righteousness of Christ. You know I am accepted by God. Christ's righteousness is mine. I stand as perfect as he does in God's sight. He loves me as much when I fail as when I succeed. And yet, I hate my failure and I yearn to succeed. That's living in the light of your justification. So many Christians, you know, are on a constant guilt trip through life. Devil just comes and they're like a puppet on a string. He just pulls the string and the puppet jumps. Americans have a very good term for it. I never heard of it until I came here. a knee-jerk reaction. Don't know where that came from, unless it's the doctor tapping your knee and out your leg goes. Maybe that's it. I don't know. But it describes it perfectly. Christians living by guilt. Soul destroying. No peace, no joy, no victory. That's not the way the Lord wants His people to live. The freedom of the gospel is living in the light of Christ, our righteousness. It's living in the reality, therefore, of a progressing sanctification. Think of that. God's word says, sin shall not have dominion over you. Tell me, are there Christians here this morning? Crushed by the tempter? You feel your life is being ground down under the heel of satanic oppression and sinful power? Is that the will of God for you? Is that the best the gospel has for you? No, sir, it's not. Sin shall not have dominion over you. Paul told the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 3:18, we all with open face, beholding as in a glass or as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are literally being changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. We are being changed. Now that tells you something. It tells you we're not all that we ought to be. We're not all that we want to be. But we haven't come to a dead stop. We are constantly being changed. And not just changed for change's sake. We are being changed into the image of our Savior. There is day by day, month by month, year by year, a growing likeness to Christ. There is a growing dawning of glory. We're being changed from glory into glory by the powerful working of God the Holy Spirit. Now that's real. It's not a theory. It's not just a theology. That's real. That's not the elite standard of Christian living. That is what Watchman Nee used to call the normal Christian life. That is the norm for God's people. That's what it ought to be in your life and in my life. Think of that. Consider it. Survey the land of the fullness of Christ. Think of the power of the Holy Ghost to serve God acceptably. I keep on saying, and I will keep on saying it, that in our Bible-believing churches we have almost outlawed the doctrine of the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Brian Green, the minister, the Baptist minister in London, many of you have heard at BJ, and we have had him preach here as well. Brian Green always likes to say when people come up to him, especially over here in America when he is known as a Baptist, and they come and say, are you a five-point Calvinist? He says, oh, no, I'm not. And they smile. I'm a six-point Calvinist. What do you mean? He says, well, I believe all the five, but I like to add the power of the Holy Ghost for service. The fullness of the Holy Ghost. Men and women. And Jesus promised His disciples, ye shall receive power. He meant it. There is power for service. When Paul wrote to the Ephesians, he was writing to the common people of God in chapter 5. And verse 18 he says, be filled with the Spirit. There are two aspects to the fullness of the Spirit. They are denoted by two closely related, but nonetheless distinct Greek verbs. One is a verb which speaks of a constant
experience, a dwelling in the fullness of the Spirit of God, the constant operation, the sovereign lordship of the Holy Spirit applying Christ to the life. And then there is that crisis where God's power comes upon a Christian, where He fills him with that special enabling of the Holy Ghost for particular service. Those who are dwelling in the fullness under the control of the Spirit are people whom God can and will use by imparting mighty spiritual ability for given services. Men and women, this is real. This is real. This is normal Christianity. And the land is out there. It has already been won for us by the Lord Jesus Christ. How long are you slack to go in and possess it? Learn of it and yearn for it. I wonder, Christian, this morning, is there not in your heart a response that says, Lord, I want to live in the joy of this full assurance, in the freedom of my justification through the imputed righteousness of Christ, in the reality of a progressing sanctification and likeness to Christ, and in the power of the Holy Ghost for service. I want to live in the fullness of Christ. You yearn for that today? Then enter in. You say, how? Well, how did you enter into the land in the first place? How did you enter into Christ at all? By faith. By taking Christ at His word on His own terms. How do you enter into the fullness? By taking Christ on His own terms. He is the Lord. I am the servant. I will have Christ. I will have a full Christ, a whole Christ. And I will, by the grace of God, have all that He purchased for me. Make that your prayer today. God answers prayer. Do not misunderstand me. Remember what I said earlier. I am not saying, as do the second blessing preachers, for instance, that you just pray that prayer and your battles are over. I'll tell you, your battles are just beginning then. When the tribes went in, they had to battle. Sanctification is never without battling. But I'm telling you, with the battle, there is a victory. There is a victory. Christ has purchased this. No enemy has the right to keep us out. So we come back to the question, how long are you slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers hath given you? Be slack no more. Take Joshua's answer to our timeless problem. Christ is the answer. Let us enter in to His fullness even today. Father in heaven, bless Thy word to every heart. O God, after the feeble voice of man is silent, speak on to every soul. Save sinners, restore backsliders, revive the saints of God. How we thank Thee, there is a great fullness. Lord, we confess that every one of us is only scraping the surface. We confess that we have made but little progress in the things of God. Lord, we need to be continually changed from glory to glory. Lord, we confess we're not what we want to be. We're not where we would want to be. Oh, Lord, take us forward. Take us into our inheritance. Give us victory in every battle with the flesh and with the world. Oh, God, make us more like our Master in word, in thought, and in deed. Hear our prayer. By thy grace, we would be slack no longer. Take us in. Fill us with all the fullness of God. Make us fit instruments for our Savior's use. Part us now with thy very richest blessing. The blessing of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be our abiding portion now and evermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.